What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. You never know how much you've grown until you're in a situation where you see clearly who you once were and who you have become. For years, I wanted people to tell me who I should be. Then somewhere along my journey, I shifted to doing anything I could do to get what I needed. But to my recent surprise, I discovered that I've been focusing on what I actually want, and in the process found clarity, peace, and an opportunity to help more people. Where are you on your creative journey? Are you living in the land of shoulds, needs, or wants? Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/529. Have you ever had one of those moments where you can see clearly who you have become and who you used to be? The other day, I received an email from a friend who I've known for probably 20 years now, and while I won't share the entire email, in it, he labeled me as a screenwriter, based upon evidence that he saw present in me over a decade ago. And I was so intrigued in this moment, and I asked myself, yeah, why didn't I become that? Why didn't I become a screenwriter? And as I entertained that thought, I felt the dull ache of regret. And it didn't take long for me to realize that that wasn't my path, and that the path that I am now on is the one that I actually want to be on. 4 years ago, I would have lived for this moment, because for the majority of my career, I loved being labeled by others. I can go all the way back to the late 90s when I went to college for the first time and surrounded myself with people who could tell me who I should be and who told me what my strengths were. And in some cases, those situations were full of manipulation and sorrow. And what's interesting is I don't think I'm alone in this, because I think most creatives live in this land. And it's the land of shoulds. What should I do? Who should I be? How should I? Where should I? Why should I? You know the questions. We are surrounded by unlimited opportunities in the world to learn, create, and to share. And it's honestly extremely hard to know what to choose, what to do, where you want to go, where you want to live, how you want to show up in this world. And oftentimes, the advice that we receive is to ask our friends or family things like this. What do you come to me for? And what do you think my strengths are? And while the intention behind these questions can be good, I think ultimately they keep us stuck in the land of shoulds, because it keeps us seeking permission, direction, and clarity. Oh, how I love clarity. How I love the search for clarity. In the beginning of my business, I was thriving. I was thriving on doing anything and everything. And I wasn't worried about what I should be doing. I was just doing what made sense at the time. But after about year 5, I started attracting a certain type of client that loved to tell me who I should be. And I don't know if I was attracting them as much as I was searching for them, because I felt lost. I felt that there was something that I should be doing, based upon books that I was reading and people that I was hanging out with. What's interesting is years later, I can see the searching very clearly in others, how they talk about what they do, the struggles they face, the dreams they minimize in favor of not offending someone else. These are all behaviors of living life according to who we should be and what they should do. It's especially prevalent with people who identify as multi-hyphenates, multi-potentialites, Jack and Jill of all trades, or just people who love a bunch of different things. There's a sense of guilt and remorse when people like many things. I know I should be good at one thing, but I just can't pick. There's that should. I faced it so many times in my life and career because I love many things. And if I'm not careful, I'll be stuck in the should. As I was reflecting on the journey of who I once was to who I am today, I see clearly where I lived in the land of shoulds. And eventually, it morphed into a land of shoulds and needs. No longer was what should I do, but what do I need to do? What do I need to do to survive? Especially in the last year, I've become so focused on the demands of today. So focused on paying the bills. And in the process, my dreams died a slow death while I hustled through the grind of the land of shoulds and needs. The answers to who I should be and who I need to be quickly became the same. Someone who pays the bills. I mean, that's not a bad thing to do. Paying the bills is good. But I realized living in the land of shoulds and needs is incredibly short-sighted and dull. Yes, I need to eat. I need to sleep. I need to foster my relationships. I should eat. I should sleep. I should foster my relationships. And I find even in the language that I'm using, I feel the focus narrowing. I feel myself getting stuck more and more in my head, and I feel constricted and claustrophobic. And if we're not careful, we'll get stuck here. And this land of shoulds and needs is hell on your creativity, curiosity, and hunger for life. Because the real power is found in being honest with what you want. What do you want? What do you want to do? What do you want to be known for? Who do you want to be? How do you want to show up in the world? What type of relationship do you want with your client? How do you want to make money? And if you notice, by shifting our language from shoulds and needs to wants, we feel the energy change. But we're also transitioning from language of scarcity to abundance. What's interesting, as you shift to wants, you might feel a tendency to think that what you're doing is selfish or even egotistical. But I find that the more I think about what I want to do, I enter into a world of possibilities, which allows me to think more about others. Because when I'm focused on what I should do or need to do, I'm honestly only thinking of myself. And until you accept that what you want is okay, you will be forever stuck searching for what you should and only doing what you need to do. But if there's one thing I really want you to take away from this episode, it's this. On your journey from shoulds to needs to wants, while it's powerful to know for yourself what you want, it's transformational to share it with others. You never know who can help you get what you want unless you share it, without judgment, self-deprecation, or minimizing it. Because as long as you limit what others can do for you, you will never get what you want. You might get what you need, as the song says, but that will never be enough. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.